Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Moon Magic with your hosts, Jeanette and David Ewing, otherwise known as Red Wolf and
Bitter Raven.
Bitter Raven. And this is the first live episode we've had in, I think, the past three. Is my mathing correct?
Something like that.
We've had a variety of life things happen with family members, and then at the beginning of this month, can tell our people what happened.
So I went to New York the first week of the month for work. We live in the D.C. area, and I had to go to New York for the first week, the last week of March, for some work stuff, and I came home on April 1st, and
So you came home? Let's back this up. You came home on April Fool's Day.
Yeah, I did. So the fool came home, and that was a Friday. And over the weekend, and by Monday, I wasn't feeling too good. Tuesday, I felt bad, got tested, had COVID. Yay, it was our turn. And then I gave it to Red Wolf during that weekend. So I started feeling bad on Monday, tested on Tuesday. You started feeling bad, what, Wednesday?
Wednesday afternoon. Tested on Thursday, but I didn't do the test right because it came back negative and I was still feeling worse.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did a different test, the PCR test, which is much more sensitive, on Friday. And
That was positive.
That came back the next day as positive.
Yeah.
So that has been our adventure for the month of April.
Which is why we did a last-minute change for our previous podcast and did a pre-recorded broadcast instead of going live, because we were both sick and miserable and did not sound good at all. So that's what we did.
Right.
So,
and yeah. I will say in 2021, we received our first two doses of the COVID vaccine. We got the Pfizer. And then in October of last year, we got the booster dose.
Mm-hmm.
And even though several months had gone by, by the time we got sick, it behaved as a bad head cold.
Yeah, it was like a bad cold. Congested, a little achy. Tired, but
coughs associated with the head congestion
and
post nasal drip, I guess.
Yeah.
So it
hit us more in the head sinuses area, and so like a bad cold, but a little more tired, and it lingered a little bit longer than a cold normally does. So we lucked out and had that experience.
I do think that if we had not been vaccinated, it likely would have been much worse.
Yeah.
Which is everything that we had been reading on all the different news and scientific website sites and the like. So that's what's been going on. And what we had intended on doing and starting in March, before we had some family emergency-oriented things to deal with, was we had planned on, and we are doing this now, changing gears. And the main motivation we've had for wanting to switch things up is that, well, you can do full moon things and go in a variety of different directions withholding and honoring the full moon of different months in a variety of different ways. During the pandemic, though, mm-hmm. one of the things that Circle Sanctuary had started to do was to hold their full moon rituals, which had been in person,
yep.
To start holding them via Zoom live stream to Circle Sanctuary's Facebook page.
Yep.
So I felt that at this point it was kind of redundant, and as it turns out, most of the time, they were doing their rituals was within a day or so, or sometimes even on the same night, as we're doing ours on this podcast. So we decided to do things a little bit different,
yeah.
and to switch things up. And
because, you know, it's really useful for us to do the same thing Selena's doing within a day that Selena's doing it at Circle, right? So we just wanted to break that pattern.
Right, and we do like to try and have programming that is unique, that is not so much of a repeat or very, very similar to the kinds of things that Reverend Selena Fox does. And
right.
not surprisingly, there will be overlaps because, well, she's our senior minister, and we follow a very closely aligned version of the Circle Craft path.
Right.
And a lot of the things that she does are that we also like to do, and we're very closely aligned with. So that's the reason why we're switching gears. And so as it turns out for this, I think most of this calendar year, the new moons will be towards the end of the month. Now, as things shift through the year and probably by the end of the year, the new moon show for a given month will be at the beginning of the month, just not right now. So we're doing the new moon ritual that will be for the lunar month or mm-hmm. the lunation cycle that is mostly in the month of May.
Yeah.
Because the full moon will be around the middle of May. So our second show of every month then will be our discussion show where we'll discuss a variety of different topics. And what we were going to do 2 weeks ago was a discussion on trees and trees of North America and their different magical properties and how you can incorporate them and
mm-hmm.
Connect
yeah.
with them.
Yeah.
And I still want to do that. And I think we're going to end up doing that in May
okay.
instead.
We should probably figure that out.
We should probably figure that out. But in my head, that is what the plan is right now. So for this month, our new moon Beltane ritual is going to have a couple of different components. Number one, we'll have some of the regular things that we do for a moon ritual. And then we're also going to add to that, because it is Beltane, and depending on what path you follow, some people will start the season of Beltane
uh-huh.
on what is, for many, will be the evening before, which is usually April 30-ish. Some people will do things on May 1st.
Yeah.
Some people will do it on the first weekend
mm-hmm.
Of May. There's some variety in what people end up doing and how they tie their celebrations.
A lot of it has to do with people's schedules and stuff.
The reality of people's schedules and seasonality.
Yeah.
Okay, here in the Northern Hemisphere, in Northern Virginia, we have had Beltanes that are very warm in the upper 70s and close to the low 80s. We've had Beltanes like this weekend, where today, here and now, on this Thursday, the high got to maybe 60, 61 degrees.
In the D.C. area. Yeah,
in the D.C. metro area.
Yeah.
Which is a little
cool.
Cool.
It was 34 degrees when I got up this morning.
Right. And so. We even had, in some areas west of where we live, there was a frost warning.
Yeah.
Which is a little unusual for this late in April.
Mm-hmm.
other places, like at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, I noticed the temperature today in Mount Horeb was 45 degrees. So they're melting. Will be chilly.
Well, it usually is there.
It is chilly anyway.
Yeah. We've seen frost.
So what you do and when you do it and the kind of things you do has everything to do with, well, the seasonality of the place that you live.
Yeah.
But I think the overriding theme is celebration. Celebration that spring is here, that it is a time of fertility of the land. And even when we look at modern times, that fertility can extend to humans.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a literal fertility of, it can be if you want it to be, if you want children. But it can be a fertility of thoughts and ideas and new ways of being, new practices, new habits. So fertility is not always this very confined term as it relates to new growth of all kinds of stuff. So another thing that is common in Beltane is its celebration as a fire festival. And interestingly, as this day has progressed and, you know, the days leading up to this particular podcast, it was either earlier today or late last night in my Facebook feed, I saw one of the many pictures that Circle posts about upcoming things, and one of them is Beltane for them, and that's coming up this weekend. There's a picture, it's an older picture of Selena and Dennis jumping over bale fires. And she's got this floral wreath with a broom in her hand, and Dennis is holding her hand, and he's got a straw hat on, and they're both jumping over it. And I want to say we may...
I think we were there for that one.
I think we were there for that one when that particular picture was taken. So bale fires are a very old practice, and it actually had, it does have some magical qualities to it, but it also has some practices in, I guess you would say, common sense animal husbandry. One of the things
and
that...
And more like folk traditions.
And there are folk traditions related to this that actually had some basis in useful practice. And one of them was this idea of bale fires and leading your livestock through these fires.
Like between two fires.
Between two fires. That would be X number of feet apart. And picture in your mind two, you know, decent-sized fires. It's very smoky, very peaty. And what would be the purpose of that? Well, the folk tradition practice would be to protect your livestock. But the common sense protection part of this is that having your animals pass through smoke can help rid them of certain insects. Like biting insects, like ticks and fleas and the like. So it actually had some basis in a, what I'm going to call a common sense practice that had real world applications. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know any cows. I do have a big fat cat, but he's, well, he is cow shaped. He is not a bovine. And so how do we incorporate that into something modern? Well, what we're going to be doing tonight is we're going to pass. You have an opportunity to use bale fires in the form of small candles, votives, or tea lights, and you can set them on your altar space, maybe a certain number of inches or feet apart. You can use that to pass magical tools and implement through it to purify, protect them, also rededicate them.
Uh-huh.
Likewise, you can just use a single candle to do that. Another thing you can do is, and this is what we'll be doing here in just a few minutes, we're going to write some images and simple words on things that you want to be purified for yourself, for your home, for your loved ones, and anything that you want to protect.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's also the prosperity aspect of that. Great time, great coincidence that we're doing this also on a new moon,
mm-hmm.
because new moons are a time of new growth, new opportunities. So,
which is kind of why we chose to start doing new moons too.
Yeah.
Was because we're focusing on the full moons, which are more at that time of where you're going from the waxing to the waning, so it's more kind of like getting rid of and that kind of stuff, more often the full moons. Whereas new moons, when you're going from waning to waxing, it's growth. Because now's, you know, the moon, you got a dark moon, and then it starts to grow. And you use that energy of the growing moon for the next 2 weeks to kind of bring stuff into your life that you'd like to see. So that's
right.
That is a difference, yeah.
There you go. Get yourself comfortable. Plant your feet on the floor or sit back in your favorite comfy chair. And let's take some deep breaths. And let the stresses of the day leave your body. Imagine them flowing down to your head, down your arms, through your trunk of your body, down your legs, through your feet. And let the worries of the day leave your body. Mm-hmm. And as I cast this circle of light and brightness, imagine a color of light that to you symbolizes new beginnings and community. And let that energy, that light, brilliant light, surround your altar space, the place where you are at. You take a deep breath and push that brightness out so that it encompasses the room that you are in. And then take another deep breath. And exhale. And then push that light to cover the place where you live. Home, townhome, apartment, building, wherever it is that you are living. Tiny home of any particular size.
Mm-hmm.
And once that light has covered your space and your home in a giant bright bubble, send and imagine a tendril of light reaching out into the cosmos. And imagine that light connecting you to community, to your tribe, maybe members of your coven or your circle, people who follow the same path as you, maybe out to your ancestors, circle of light, circle of sound, circle of community, circle around. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And we're going to turn our attention to the east, the home of the rising sun. And we welcome and ask spirits, elementals, and guardians of the air and the sacred direction of East to be with us tonight. Bless us with intellect. Bless us with wisdom. Hear our messages and our prayers. Send us the winds of change as we enter this new season of growth, prosperity, and abundance. Spirit, elementals, and guardians of the east and air, we welcome you. Blessed be.
And then we turn to the south and we call to the ancestors, to the guardians, to the elementals and the spirits of the south and the sacred element of fire. We invite you, sacred southern fires, to come into our lives, come into our hearts, to come into our spirits. As we shift from the winter towards summer in the northern hemisphere and see the environment around us warming, as we see the sun rising higher in the sky, the days getting longer, we welcome your warmth into ourselves to rejuvenate, to revitalize, and to reawaken our spiritual selves, our physical selves, our mental selves. As we continue our journey through the seasons and make our way to the warmer time of the year, let your warmth be with us so that we might enjoy it and spread it to those around us. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the south and the fires, we welcome you.
Blessed be.
Candle. Here we go.
Okay. And we turn our attention to the west. To the home of the setting sun. We turn our attention to the waters of the earth. The smallest streams and largest rivers, the tiniest ponds and the deepest lakes, the oceans around every part of land where we live. And as we connect with these spirits, elementals, and guardians of the waters of the earth, we ask that you cleanse us our minds, our hearts, our bodies. Wash away the stagnation of old thoughts, outmoded ideas, and bring us greater empathy for those in our lives, greater empathy for ourselves. Bless us with intuition, with wisdom, and help us to remember to be kind not only to our fellow humans, but to the creatures we share our planet with. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the West and the waters of the Earth, we welcome you. Blessed be.
And we turn to the North, and we call to the spirits and the guardians and the elementals of the North and the sacred element of the Earth. And we ask the sacred Northern Earth spirits to join us. To be with us. To help as we work to ensure prosperity in our lives, so that we may be generous towards those in need and do the sacred work of sharing. To be with us to provide stability in our lives as we rush throughout our days. Let the spirit of the earth remind us to stop and ground when things are getting chaotic around us. As we put our feet on the earth, we inhale the sacred air, we absorb the sacred fires, and we nourish ourselves in the sacred waters while standing on the earth and connected to all things through the sacred earth. Let it keep us stable, let it keep us calm, and let it help us be prosperous so that we may share. Elementals, guardians, and spirits of the North and the sacred element of the earth, we welcome you.
Blessed be. And we turn our attention to the moon.
The moon.
And where is the moon tonight? Where is she? What phase is she in?
It's kind of hard to see.
Well, it is.
Well, it's still light out here where we're at.
Yeah, it's almost at the set.
She's 4%. Waning.
4% waning.
So it's almost on the cusp. Just about. We're almost there.
Of the, new.
Of new moon.
Although some would call it new. So at this time, we welcome the goddess as she leaves her waning phase and begins her descent, her ascent, to the new lunation for May. Moon goddesses of spring, moon goddesses of growth, goddesses by many names from many different cultures, of fertility, of new beginnings, of the greening of the earth. We welcome you. We honor you. We ask that you bless us with healing, with prosperity. Aid us in purifying ourselves and our homes. Aid us in protecting ourselves, our loved ones, and the places where we live. Moon goddesses of spring, of this lunation, of this new moon, we welcome you.
Blessed
be. And now we turn our attention to these new growing energies of this lunar cycle, and how it also coincides so well with this particular belting. Because it doesn't always happen this way. And we take this moment to light our representation of balefire. This fiery time of Beltane, of celebration of the end of winter, celebration of spring, celebration of new growth, celebration of the greening of the earth and the return of the growing season. And we have our, tonight we are using a smaller version of balefires. You can, like we said at the top of the hour, you can use two candles, pass your things in between.
Mm-hmm.
You can use one and pass your things through the single flame. And so as you think about those things that you want to have purified, it can be your ritual tools, it can be aspects of yourself, of your life, it can also be things you want to have protected. So let's take a few moments to think about those things that we wish to have purified and protected, and any particular things that we want to see prosper.
So we're writing things down. So you can use, you can write things on a piece of paper. You can draw pictures on a piece of paper to represent those things. You can write things down on a piece of paper. Or if you have things that represent those things that you want to have, other those items, like you said, that you would like to have purified. If you have an athame or your wand or some other ritual tool that you want to purify, or something else.
Or
that,
your jewelry.
Or your jewelry that you want to have some purification or protection or prosperity energy going towards, you can get those to kind of meditate on those of what you would like to see, you know, improve in those items. And then you can, if it's an item, you can pass it between to ritual balefires. In this case, we have a couple of tea lights. We have one in a little baby cauldron, and we have one in a candle holder that's made out of a piece of lava that we
got in Iceland.
Did we pick it up or did we buy it?
Oh,
we
no,
bought
we,
that one. We bought that one.
We didn't abscond with it. We bought it.
Yeah, we bought that one. So we have a piece of, it's a piece of lava rock, and it's really lightweight. It's porous. It's, you know, it's a lightweight type. It's not basalt. That that we bought in a gift shop in Reykjavik this past December when we were there for the winter solstice. So that is our, those are our two symbolic bell fires, so these two candles. So you can pass your item over the candles, between the candles, through the flames, whatever, however works best for your visualization that you want to work with. And if you have things on a piece of paper, you can do the same thing. You can kind of pass the paper over and between and around the flames. Be careful because paper, flammable, all that stuff.
And this is...
That was mine. That's one of the engraving on the side, yeah.
Would you like to...
So I have, like, I have an Asume that we picked up many, many years ago, and this is actually something I used at Pagan Spirit Gathering in 2007, our first one, when we did the Awakening the Blade ritual, which was at night, and it was a really, that was a really powerful, powerful ritual experience. Won't get into too many details. That'll take a while. But the idea there was that you you go through this ritual to awaken the blade within yourself. And in the meantime, you're carrying your ritual tool, and that is also being consecrated through the ritual process. So this is what I have. It's my red obsidian.
Black.
No, it's red. No, it's black. Yep. Black banded obsidian that was been flint napped and with an antler handle and stuff. So that's what I'm using. I've used this ritual many times. So I'm passing this over and around and through between. So it's over the candles. It goes between to be purified. The blade can touch the flames a bit to kind of be, kind of catch that element of fire to help purify and cleanse. And then as we have with our pieces of paper, we can do the same thing with those. Move them over the flames at a healthy distance, between the candles, as if they were things we were driving through, like livestock, back and forth and back and forth. And we're not going to touch these to the flames yet. We're going to put these into a thing, and then we'll take them outside and put them to, and then
we'll actually
burn them outside, not in our living room. So we'll set them here between.
And some people who are in a particular space or room, or especially if you're close to a window and you're able to open it, you can certainly light it after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, common sense rules apply.
Safety first.
Safety first.
You can maybe do it in a sink.
You do it in a sink or someplace. We certainly have done that as well.
Yeah.
Now, thankfully, our kitties, which at some for some of our shows in the past, they've been very active and very curious and very nosy. Tonight, they're not.
Yep.
Well, it helps that we fed them before the show.
Yep.
So they're not around any of these flames, but we've certainly had to deal with those with our kitties as well. And one of the other things I've passed through our flame is also a wand. It's got an amethyst at one end point and a little tiny piece of quartz crystal at the other end, and it is made from a piece of branch that had
some vine
going around it, so it has this really cool swirled pattern. And the last thing I'm going to pass through is something I've used a lot since we started our podcast shows, especially on our full moon shows. It is a long quartz point. It is
7-8 inches long.
Yeah, and it's
about an inch and a half thick.
It has it's a natural point, and it's got this odd little groove on one side of the lower end of it that makes it perfect for holding.
Yeah.
And this is something that I have used as an Asame, as a tool to cast circles and to bring energy into our sacred space.
Yeah.
And this has really become one of my most favoritest things to use.
Yep.
So as we...
Although we both use it. We both use it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Because I've used it too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes we do share our ritual tools. I know that might give people some weird creeps, but, you know, we've been doing things together quite a while. There are things that are mine, and there are things that are hers, and then there are things like this quartz point that we have both used.
Right.
So, yeah.
And it also helps we've been married a really long time.
Yeah.
So as you continue to charge and purify and protect your things, your representation of things, we're going to do a little chant.
Okay.
Purify, protect on this Beltane night.
Okay.
Purify, protect on this Beltane night. 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 Blessed be, may your home, may your loved one be purified and protected, and may the energy and magic of Beltane provide you prosperity for the growing season. Mm-hmm. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
So as we continue to think about
mm-hmm.
Beltane and everything surrounding this wonderful seasonal celebration, to also think about prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
Prosperity for ourselves,
mm-hmm.
for our loved ones,
mm-hmm.
for our tribe, our community, whoever that is for you, for your family, biological, chosen, two-legged, four-legged, winged, because birds don't really have four legs. They've got two legs.
No-legged, two-legged, four-legged, mini-legged.
There you go. Mini-legged. There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
Our animal companions.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Which reminds me of some videos I saw today of a guy who does rescues of he has livestock rescue, and he was with a goat, and he was with a couple of cows, and other videos and stuff where he was with these animals that he's rescued, and they were very affectionate towards him. You know, he's sitting doing a video, and this goat comes up next to him from behind and starts rubbing its face against his face and just like hanging out, you know, and cows and stuff being all friendly and just being playful and stuff. So I'm thinking of that as, you know, that as you talk about the animals and protection. Yeah.
Yeah.
That experience, it was like really nice. Yeah.
That's cool.
He's on a show. There's a show about livestock rescue. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway. It's cute.
So as we conclude our ritual, we do what we do, what we do many nights, and I like to keep the candles burning for quite a while, but especially on this night because
mm-hmm.
this is what I'm going to call Beltane Eve,
uh-huh.
although May 1st isn't until Sunday, even so, it's more of a time period
yeah.
than a single day. I know we, in modern times, have distilled this time into a shorter period, but really... it would have been something that would have spanned many days.
Uh-huh.
And
yep.
as we turn towards the growing season, I think about the things that are not as concrete that I want to grow, you know, projects and things and ideas, and then the things that we like to grow in the literal sense, like our summer garden and the particular plants that we're always experimenting with for sustainability and increased pollination to help our pollinating friends, et cetera, et cetera. So I'd like to thank our goddess of the moon, she of many names, of many different cultures. And we thank her for being with us, for lending us her energies, for being that force that connects us to the cosmos, that helps to connect us with the cycle that occurs every month, and by extension, the cycles and seasons of the year.
Yes.
The moon goddesses of many names by many different cultures, we thank you for being with us, for protecting us, for granting us wisdom, for blessing us, aiding us in intellect and intuition. Goddesses of the moon, of the new moons, and of Beltane, we thank you.
Blessed be. Let's do a collective. Thanks. Okay. I can do it. Yeah, to all four. And we go around the circle. We start in the north, and we give thanks to the sacred earth for giving us grounding, for keeping us stable, for helping us in our work to be prosperous for ourselves, and so that we can practice the sacred work of sharing those for those who are in need. We turn to the west, and we give thanks to the sacred element of water for giving us healing, compassion for others, as we see people going through hard times of varying degrees around us and in the world. May we have compassion for them, and may they have healing. And we turn to the south and the sacred element of the fires. And we thank the sacred fires for the warmth that they give us in our bodies, in our spirits, warmth in our mental health, warmth that we can share with others as we move into this warm part of the seasons. And we turn to the east, and we thank the element of air for giving us wisdom, for letting us speak our truths, helping us speak better than I'm doing at the moment, keeping us in touch with each other, keeping us in tune with each other, as the sacred air carries our voices. And we thank the elements, and we thank the directions, and we thank the spirits, and we thank the guardians, and we thank the elementals of the four directions for being with us tonight and always.
Blessed be.
Kind of ran out of words.
And as we look at this, the energy and the circle that we've created in our own particular sacred spaces, bring that energy in back from outside of the place where you live. Bring it in a little farther into the room where you are at, and then in a little farther to the place where you're sitting, your sacred space, your altar, and bring that energy of community and connectedness into yourself. And know that you are not alone, and there are others that are part of you, that are part of your tribe, your chosen family, so that you can connect with them at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And our circle is open, but it's never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. Let's be.
It's almost like we rehearsed that.
It is almost like, or we've said it a whole bunch of times or something.
I know, right?
So before we go, I would like to mention a few things that Circle has going on. And first and foremost is Circle's Beltane, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday,
mm-hmm.
coming up, starting tomorrow. And there is still time to register. Now, for this event, this is a pre-registration only event. So you do have to register online, and if you go to circlesanctuary.org and you go to the top of the page and you see events, you see the event calendar, and you'll see Beltane. It's also on the home page. If you click on it, you get all the particulars, and at the bottom of the page for Beltane, it has all the schedule of events. You can pay for all 3 days or Friday and Saturday, you know, any parts thereof. And there's prices for children and for adults. And you do have to observe Circle's COVID guidelines. So make sure you read that ahead of time. But you're still able to register
mm-hmm.
for that event. There's also, Selena does have a workshop that's going to be live stream only, that will be on Friday. And you can go to Circle's website to also get information on that. And, of course, we have to talk about Pagan Spirit Gathering.
Yes.
And it's worth noting that this Beltane event on Circle Land is the first one they've had in a couple of years. Because of COVID, things locked down at Circle, like many other places, in March of 2020. So this will be the first Beltane they've had since, I guess, 2019, right?
2019, yeah.
Yeah.
They had to cancel the 2020 Beltane because of the stuff that's going on.
Right.
So, yeah.
Also, Pagan Spirit Gathering. The registration is still open. It will be open until, I think, probably early June. If you go to Circle Sanctuary's homepage, you'll see a big image for that, and you can
mm-hmm.
click on that. It takes you straight to
the page.
You can click for more information on everything that's going to be going on, and as time goes on, they'll have more and more information on merchants and programming.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're still getting proposals.
Yeah, there's still a link. You can still submit proposals for things. Yeah,
right. There's also a Pagan Leadership Institute with all kinds of people teaching different kinds of leadership-oriented workshops.
Yep.
This year's musicians will be...
Oh, Tiffany Antes is going to be teaching a workshop.
Yeah. Arthur Hines.
Yeah.
Spiral Rhythm.
Uh-huh.
Wendy Rule. Beltana Spell Singer. Marin King, Krista Chapman Green, and Louis Guru. And they're on various stages, and then they perform at different times, so on and so forth.
Uh-huh.
So we do have them, definitely have the musicians so far. And
yeah, they have the Pagan Leadership Institute presenters listed so far. So you can see who all is going to be teaching classes related to pagan leadership stuff. And you do not need to be a pagan leader to attend those workshops. Anybody can attend, because there's always something useful for anybody at these workshops. And Selena,
definitely.
And Selena will be doing her intensive of, you know, picking a topic and teaching about that throughout the course of the week, like she usually does.
Right.
Right. And
of course, the other big thing are the wide varieties of different rituals that they have.
Yeah.
There's always an opening and a closing. There'll be a main ritual. They usually have a ritual for
Actually, they have workshops listed for 2020.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they
2020.
Do. 2022. Yeah, they have 2022 workshops listed already. So, I mean, they could probably add some more if you put in a proposal. But they already have stuff listed
for
the program. Yeah.
Sweet.
It is.
And there's, as time goes on, there are more and more of these workshops that get added to the list. And it is a really good event. It is going to be in Waynesville, Missouri this year at the Fort Leonard Wood Shrine Camp. And
yeah.
Check out information on PSG's
lots of stuff
website. Again, they're always adding more information.
Yeah, if you tune in to the other Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts between Laura Gonzalez and Deborah Rose in particular, we'll be speaking with many people who will be in performing or presenting at PSG. I believe Laura Gonzalez will be talking to a number of the musicians who will be performing at PSG, and I think Deb is working on some of the authors to do that. So over the next couple of months, there'll be programming on CSNP specific to PSG to highlight some of the presenters and entertainers and that will be taking place there. So, you know, PSG is a big deal. It's a big freaking deal for Circle and for the pagan community. And the fact they're having it, you know, live in person again, you know, they did last year too. Did they? Yeah.
No,
they
it
didn't.
Still,
PSG, it was still virtual. Oh, it was virtual last year.
It was
so
virtual.
This will be the first live PSG since 2019.
That's right. That's right.
So really looking forward to it. It'll be a really good time. You know, and it'll be kind of nice for everybody to come back out of the woodwork and
connect again
in person. Zoom, it only does so much.
Right.
It's useful and it has its purpose, but it only does so much.
Right.
So it'll be a really good time. So check it out. Registration is still open. PSG. What else going on? Lots of podcast stuff going on. Check the schedule. It's on the website. Go to Circle Sanctuary. Go to Our Work. Click on Circle Sanctuary podcasts, and you'll see all the stuff going on. The Selena's got happening. We got happening. Deb. We got Blue Marble now.
Yep.
With Reverend Char Bear, who's her next one is going to be talking about nuclear energy and
right.
the future of that in as part of the
as
discussion
it relates to
of renewable and getting away from fossil fuels.
And
climate change,
all of that stuff.
So that will be really interesting. I'm looking forward to that.
I'm intrigued by that.
To hearing that, yeah. So we get to hear it ahead of time because we help record it, and then we'll play it again later on. So we're looking forward to the sneak peek.
Right.
For that. So that'll be cool.
So we'd like to thank everyone listening here and now and listening in the time to come.
Uh-huh.
And of course, we'd like to thank Circle Sanctuary for allowing us to do what we do. And of course, everyone who listens.
Yep.
So what song did you want to take us up with?
I was thinking about Kellyanna's Lady Moon. It's moon related. Yeah. Kellyanna's cool. So there we go. We'll close up with that. So on that note, happy new moon.
Happy Beltane.
Yep. Yeah. And happy Samhain.
For those in the southern hemisphere, many blessings.
Blessed be.
Yeah.
On the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.